2 Chronicles 1:11-12. Then God said to Solomon, "Because this was in your heart, and you have not asked riches or wealth or honor or the life of your enemies, nor have you asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself that you may judge my people, over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had who were before you, nor shall be any after you have the like." These words were addressed by the Lord to Solomon when he had brought forth 1,000 offerings before God. This was a very long process. This was not like there was 1,000 altars upon which he brought these offerings. This was one altar upon which he brought these 1,000 offerings. And to bring one offering was was a long process, a very specific process. You have to prepare the animal and then bring it properly. And everyone took part, the entire temple took part in this offering. It was a very long process, and he brought forth 1,000 of them. We are required to make various decisions every day, which will then determine how successfully and faithfully we will fulfill our calling as kings and priests. 1,000 is the number symbolizing humility, flowing from a gentle or meek heart, calling forth the mercy of God and receiving necessary grace so that we can fulfill God's calling. And here is what it says about the mercy of God, which God gives when a person demonstrates humility before him. Exodus 34:6-7, "And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation." Solomon symbolically indicates the quality of the humility of our prayer, demonstrated in the goal we pursue in prayer, in fulfilling the will of God and ruling over our essence, or fulfilling our own personal desires. The strive to fulfill the will of God always demonstrates humility. The strive to fulfill your own desires for the sake of the promises of God always demonstrates egoism, greed, and arrogance. If we, like Abel, in the service of our tithes and offerings to God, will seek to fulfill his will, God will look down upon us, will show us mercy, and will pour upon us his blessing in abundance. If we, like Cain, in our worship of God and tithes and offerings, will be seeking to satisfy our needs, God will reject both us and our offerings, just like he rejected Cain and his offering. Seeking to know the will of God, in the service of tithes and offerings, we always confirm before God's face our sonhood. A person who has received salvation in God, but who does not honor God with his tithes and offerings, and does not seek to know God, loses his sonhood as well as his salvation. And so for us to not lose our sonhood, and together with our sonhood, our salvation, we need to demonstrate before the Lord this absolute form of humility that is contained in this number 1,000. And you cannot have this absolute humility if you don't have a good heart or a gentle heart. And to have this, it is necessary to move from the number 1,000 to the number 100, because 100 is 10 times in 1,000, and that's an absolute dedication. One who sows on the good ground is one who receives the seed, and it will produce seed. It will produce fruit 1,000-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. And so we need to produce fruit 1,000-fold, 100-fold, which is then in the thousand. And so we need to count ourselves as a royal priesthood, consider ourselves this way. At this time, a person can then say that he is so in the temple of God. The number 60 is you stating before God that you are a person and you allow your members to become slaves of righteousness. And in the number 30, you confirm your status as a king and a priest. 60, you give your members as slaves to God, the members of your body. And in the number 100, you can absolutely dedicate yourself. How can you absolutely dedicate yourself? And obviously, we know that 10 comes from the 100, and 100 into the 1,000. 10 speaks of the status we have. We have the status of sons of God. When we're born again, and we make a covenant with God in baptism of water, He puts the or gives us this name as the holiness of the Lord, so that everyone who may touch us, the devil, the wicked, the lawless people of the world, or illnesses that may try to touch us, we will need to keep the status of the holy of the Lord. And we do so by honoring Him with our tithes and offerings. When we honor God with our tithes and offerings, we say that upon this place, Lord, is a remembrance of your name, and remember that I, together with your nation, is your tithe, and everyone who may touch me, they shall be touching the apple of your eye. And so when we participate in tithes and offerings, the service, you say, Lord, remember the poverty, the illnesses, those people that are attacking us, they're not just attacking us, they're attacking you. And so imagine, if you think about the apple of the eye, that's how much they affect God when they attack us, when we have this status. Right now we will sing a psalm to God, and we will thank Him that upon this place, we can honor Him with our tithes and our offerings, and by doing so, we can confirm our sonhood. This is very important, that our sonhood be preserved by us, and one of the ways of preserving our sonhood is honoring God with our tithes and offerings, and in keeping ourselves, converting the seed that we receive in justification and converting it into the fruits of righteousness. And so the number 10 is where there's 100, and 100 where there's 1,000, the fullness of dedication and fullness of humility. Let us stand up and sing a psalm to the Lord. Thank you. Allow me to remind us, and repeat after our pastor, that every time when the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and offerings, either in the tabernacle of Moses, the temple of Solomon, they were required as a command, which God gave Moses to stretch out their hands over their tithes, proclaim a great proclamation, which they continued to do for thousands of years. We're the same Israel. We are connected to the same roots. We are nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hands over your tithes and pray together with me, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in impurity. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, in accordance to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.